Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I hope you're having a wonderful week. It is coming to a close. A weekend is in sight, so that's always exciting. Hope you had a chance to tune in to Tuesday's episode and the interview with author Carol Goodman. Today we have a non-interview episode, as frequently happens on Thursdays, and the last non-interview episode I did was books set in Ireland. That was right around St. Patrick's Day. And I mentioned at the end that there was a series of books that I did not include in that episode because they're a series and they could take longer to describe than just putting them into that episode. So I thought I would give the series its own episode. And as you can probably tell from the title, I am going to be talking about the Artemis Fowl series. I mean, kind of gave that away in the title of this episode, right? So it's not exactly a surprise, but this is a book whose main character is Irish. His name is Artemis Fowl. He is 11 or 12 when the series starts, if I'm remembering correctly. And he is a bit of an anti-hero in the beginning. He's a criminal mastermind. Yeah, I know he's only 11 or 12 or whatever, you know, maybe 13 at the oldest, but he is a criminal mastermind, and he has a brain that's just always working, always creating plans. Let me go ahead and give you the description of the first one. There are 8 books in this series, and it's not a new series. The first one came out in 2009. At least the paperback did. Maybe the hardback came out earlier than that. But the one I'm looking at was published in 2009. So it's definitely not a new series. It is by Ian Colfer. And the description of the first one, did I say there's 8 books in this series? Because there are. So he is 12 years old. 12-year-old Artemis is a millionaire, a genius, and above all, a criminal mastermind. But Artemis doesn't know that he's taken on when he kidnaps a fairy, Captain Holly Short, of the Leprechaun unit. These aren't the fairies of the bedtime stories. They're dangerous. So Artemis is a criminal mastermind, as it says in the description of the book. He is a 12-year-old criminal mastermind, and he has this plan that he is going to discover the mostly hidden world of the fairies. They live deep in the earth. They have existed alongside us. They call humans the mud people. They're not terribly impressed with humans. But Artemis does a ton of research, and he figures out that they do probably most likely exist, and he is going to concoct this huge scheme in order to infiltrate the fairy world, to kidnap a fairy, to ransom that fairy, all sorts of things. Now, Holly Short is Captain Holly Short of the Leprechaun unit. That's Leprecon. They call it the Lep. She is a fairy. She's not a leprechaun like you would think of her as a leprechaun, you know, little green derby hat, pot of gold, etc. Although there is gold involved in this plot. And she is, I think she's like 85 in this book. So she's a young fairy, but old by our standards. So Artemis does succeed in kidnapping her. And then the story just goes from there. Artemis and Holly develop this kind of strange relationship where they keep getting thrown together. They aren't exactly friends, but they aren't exactly enemies. As I said, there are 8 books, and as they go on, those relationships develop or change, evolve. There are so many things in this book that, in this series of books, that I just really love. So a couple of sort of housekeeping things. It is grade levels about 5 through 9, and age levels about 10 through 14. So that gives you an idea of the age levels. It's one of those books that you would often see on the list. You know, if you loved Harry Potter, then read Artemis Fowl. It's not Harry Potter. There is magic there. You know, so in that instance, there is that similarity, but definitely not Artemis Fowl. I mean, definitely not Harry Potter. Artemis is a very different protagonist from Harry, and as are a lot of the secondary characters, very different from those in J.K. Rowling's series. He has a bodyguard named Butler, who is this ginormous, he's described as Eurasian. He's this ginormous man, and he is... generations of butlers have been trained as bodyguards, and they have worked for the Fowl family, and he now works for Artemis. His younger sister Juliet is also being trained. She is not quite as professional as Butler when it comes to that. So at least the first book, I don't know if it's the first book or the kind of the series as a whole, is being made into a movie, which, oh, it scares me. There are so many things that could go wrong in this book, in this series, when it's made into a movie, because there's just so many things that could go wrong. You know how that goes when you've read a book and then they make it into a movie and you think, oh my gosh, really? What did you just do? I'm one of those people that you don't like to sit next to in a movie theater when we're watching a movie that is based on a book that I read. I try to behave, but I don't often succeed at it. If you have read this series, I would love to hear what you think. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Would you compare it to Harry Potter? If so, how? Well, favorably, not favorably, similarities, things that are different, obviously. This isn't a movie review podcast, but, you know, as I said, it is being made into a movie, which I am terrified about. Dame Judi Dench is in it, which is always good. I love her. She is playing Commander Root, who is male in the book, so they've already changed that. The Butler family is not Eurasian, according to the casting that I saw on IMDb, Internet Movie Database. So they've already made some changes. And then there's the character of Holly. She is a fairy. She does have wings. She is an interesting character. There's a character named Mulch Diggums, who is a dwarf. And dwarves have really interesting abilities in this universe. He can unhinge his jaw and basically eat his way through anything. But then there's some resulting gastrointestinal issues that come from that. And so that can go so amazingly well or so amazingly wrong in a movie version of this book. It's hilarious when you read it. The series is hilarious. It's kind of, at times, kind of a dry, darker humor. Artemis himself is very dry, he's very focused, he's very driven. He knows what he wants. He creates a hugely complicated and complex plan to get what he wants. And once he focuses in on something, that's it. He's going to follow through on that. So he's interesting in that. He's not always likable, but he is a likable character. You don't want to root for him, but you find yourself rooting for him, even though he's kind of the bad guy of the piece. He's not always an anti-hero, but he's not always a hero either. He falls somewhere in the middle of that. We do need to take our first break of the podcast. When we come back, talking a bit more about the Artemis Fowl series. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking this episode about the Artemis Fowl series, set in Ireland, a lot of it. There is a book that is partially, or I can't remember if all of it is set in America, but they do move around a bit, and there's some international travel. There's one book that has interdimensional travel. So if you haven't figured it out already from the description of, you know, fairies and all that good stuff, this is science fiction. This is fantasy. It kind of falls into both realms. And I do want to give you the description of book two, just in case you are curious, since, you know, book one didn't tell us a terrible lot. But Artemis is at a boarding school in Ireland when he suddenly receives an urgent video email from Russia. In it is a plea from a man who has been kidnapped by the Russian mafia, Artemis's father. As Artemis rushes to the rescue, he is stopped by Captain Holly Short of the Leprechaun Fairy Police. But this time, instead of battling the fairies, he's going to have to join forces with them if he wants to save one of the few people in the world he loves. And so here, just with this description, you know, it doesn't give away too much, but you can see that already by book two, Artemis and Holly might not be friends, but they've been thrown together again, and so their relationship evolves. And now you have Artemis, instead of scheming to try to steal or get a bunch of money out of the fairy world by kidnapping Holly, he now needs their help in order to rescue his father, who has been kidnapped, and there is a large ransom. But he's there's plots within plots here, so he's got to kind of untangle a lot of those. And of course, he has Butler for help, which is always a good thing because Butler is awesome. Butler is probably one of my favorite characters. Butler and Mulch Diggums, I just find hilarious. And yes, Mulch Diggum, I did just say, is a dwarf with gastrointestinal issues. But it's okay. It happens. I have listened to this series on audiobook, which is a lot of fun. It is narrated by Nathaniel Parker. And he's great. The narrator for this series is great. In fact, it's been several years since I listened to the series, and my husband recently has been re-listening to it in his car. And we were in his car one day, and the audiobook was playing, and I immediately knew which character was speaking without having been told. So I could tell by the voice. That's how good the narrator of this book series is. My only beef with the audiobook series, there are 8 books. They all have the same narrator except for one. And that narrator could be, he's good. He's probably even fantastic. It's so hard to tell because you have gotten, I think it's like the 6th book. It's towards the end. So you've had multiple books with Nathaniel Parker narrating, and then you get someone else. All the voices are wrong. It is so disconcerting. But then by the end, you've finally gotten used to him, right? It's probably, I don't know, an 8 to 10 disc series, 8 to 10 hour series or book. By by the end, you've gotten used to it. You've figured out who the voices are. It's replaced the original narrator in your head a little bit. And then you go to the next book, and it's back to the original narrator. So part of you is like, oh, thank goodness we've gotten back. But another part of your brain has gotten used to the other guy. So I like continuity. It definitely threw me off. It took me many hours of the new narrator to get used to him, and then by the time I got used to him, he was done and we went back to the original narrator. So that's really just my own issue, probably. Maybe narrators don't bother you, but I will just throw that out there in case you are looking to listen to this series, which I highly recommend because it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to read it as well. I enjoy reading it, but I also enjoy listening and hearing someone else's interpretation of the reading and how they voice characters. And, you know, is that the way I heard that character sounding in my own head? He does, like I said, a great job. Artemis is as dry as I pictured him. The women sound like women. The men sound like men. He's not like over the top. Like there's a character who's a centaur, so obviously half man, half horse, doesn't do anything crazy like trying to make him sound like a horse. I think it was Mulch Diggums who was the character speaking when I got in the car, and my husband was listening to the book, and I was like, oh, Mulch. And sure enough, yes, that's who it was. So yeah, that's my quick take on the audiobook. So basically, love the audiobook, love the series, scared about the movie. Yes. The series does take a strange turn when it goes to another dimension. There is one recurring character. Well, there's many recurring characters, but Opal Colboy is a pixie, and she is one of the bad guys in the book. She shows up in multiple books. Not every book has her as the main antagonist to Artemis's protagonist, but she does keep coming back. She is a recurring character, and she's so over the top, kind of entitled, and she's also a criminal mastermind, and she's probably on par with Artemis. So when they bump heads, they have both kind of met their match. But she's also, you love to hate her. She's one of those characters that you really love to hate. And part of that is, so she's a pixie. So she's described as teeny tiny, even by fairy standards, and fairies tend to be short. So you get this like teeny tiny, adorable little thing that will happily plot and steal and just wreak havoc in the world around her to get what she wants, when she wants it, how she wants it, etc. Yeah, so that's Opal. As I mentioned before, things do take a bit of a strange turn. At least for me, they took kind of a strange turn in book 5, which is called The Lost Colony. Thousands of years ago, fairies and humans fought a great battle for the magical island of Ireland. When it became clear that they could not win, all of the fairies moved below ground, except for the 8th family, the demons. Rather than surrender, they used a magical time spell to take their colony out of time and into limbo. There they have lived for decades, preparing to exact their violent revenge on humans. Now the time spell is unraveling, and demons are beginning to materialize without warning on Earth. If humans were to find out about them, all fairies would be exposed. To protect themselves, the fairies must predict when the next demon will materialize, but in order to do so, they will have to decipher temporal equations so complicated that even a great brain like Foley, that's the centaur, can't understand them. But he knows someone who can. Artemis Fowl. So when a very confused demon imp appears in a Sicilian theater, Artemis is there to meet him, but he is not alone. There is someone else who has unlocked the secrets of the fairy world and managed to solve complex mathematical problems as only a genius could. And she is just 12 years old. Aha, so there's another 12-year-old genius in the mix. So it does make sense. Actually, that description gives you quite a bit more detail on why the fairies live underground, how that kind of all came about. But I guess it's not an alternate dimension exactly. They're in limbo, so it's I don't know. Does it matter? This doesn't have to be scientifically accurate. So the demons are now popping into existence. Artemis has to figure things out. There's this back and forth between some of the characters in Limbo. And to me, it was just a very, very strange book. I see where it fits in the overall arc of the 8 books, but just very odd to me. I want to talk a little bit more about The Lost Colony, but we are going to take our second break of the podcast. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking about the Artemis Fowl series, and before the break, we're talking about the 5th book, The Lost Colony, which for me was a little strange. There is a bit of a time jump in that one because, of course, time is moving differently in Limbo, and not going to give too much away, but yeah, it was very strange book to me. Maybe it was your favorite. If you loved that one the best, let me know. If you thought it was strange, let me know. If you're indifferent, hey, let me know about that too. But let me know your thoughts if you have read these and how you feel about that book in relationship to the rest. They are the series is technically done after 8 books. Ian Colfer said he wasn't going to write any more Artemis Fowl books. He has hinted, possibly announced, I can't remember, I'd have to look it up, that he will be writing another book or another series in the Artemis Fowl universe. It deals with Artemis's younger twin brothers, but it's not specifically an Artemis Fowl book. So if you loved the series and you are craving more of that world, then you will get a little bit of it. Not sure how much Artemis may or may not feature as a character in those books, but it does feature his younger twin brothers who come along partway through the series and seem to be just as precocious as Artemis is. Maybe more precocious because there's two of them and they feed off of each other. During the break, I watched the trailer for Artemis Fowl, and it doesn't tell you a lot about the movie, but it looks interesting. I am mildly intrigued. Still terrified that's going to be terrible, but that's just me, pessimistic going into it. Another interesting thing about Artemis Fowl is, as I'm sure you know, there is fan fiction for just about anything. And there are literally thousands of stories of fan fiction that cross the Harry Potter and Artemis Fowl worlds. There's fan fiction where Artemis Fowl ends up going to Hogwarts, which is really, really interesting. I've read bits and pieces of the fan fiction, but I haven't sat down and read any of it straight through. So I can't tell you exactly how Artemis Fowl might get to Hogwarts. I'm sure there are a variety of ways that he gets to Hogwarts, because there is more than one fan fiction story written about Artemis Fowl going to Hogwarts. There are also books where the Harry Potter characters come into the Artemis Fowl world. So interesting, because especially since Harry Potter was written earlier. It takes place earlier than how where I envision. So if the first book was written for Artemis Fowl in 2009, Harry is going to be an adult at that point because, as you know, he was born in the 80s and the book takes place and then he is an adult and father, etc., when we are in the more modern times. That's as the book progresses, right? So not sure how that works. There was one that I didn't even get past the description of it because it had Harry Potter, Artemis Fowl, and Luke Skywalker in the fan fiction. And I was like, nope, that's just too much. I can't wrap my brain around that particular fan fiction. Not dissing it. It could be a really fun story, but it wasn't for me on that particular day. So I skipped that one because it was just a little bit too much for me. Harry Potter and Artemis Fowl for me is a stretch, but you throw in Luke Skywalker and I'm like, wow. That's a potent combination. I'll give you that. They could solve a lot of issues in varieties of ways, but not sure they'd get along very well, any of the three of them, because they all have very, you know, they're the alphas in their own stories, right? They are in charge in their worlds. So I don't know. Artemis Fowl, Irish boy, had to include it in my Ireland series. Just didn't want to try to cram it into a part of a segment for that series. If you've read it, I would love to hear what you think. If you haven't read it and you are a fan of fantasy with a lot of science fiction crossover, you should definitely check it out. It is, as I said, middle grades, so 5th through 9. So it's a good book. It'd be a good series to read as a family or to listen to the audiobooks. If you have kiddos in that age group, it's a lot of fun. It's a little darker than Harry Potter. As I said, Artemis is a complex protagonist. He's not always the most likable, but you still find yourself rooting for him. You also find yourself rooting for the fairies who are working against Artemis. You find yourself kind of rooting for both of them as they work against each other, which can be a fun way to go through a book. I think that's about all I can say. Oh, there's a million other things that I could say about Artemis Fowl, but because it is an 8-book series, there are so many things that you just don't want to give away, and I've already given away probably more than I should, giving you the descriptions of books 2 and 5. The series for me ended kind of strangely, kind of satisfactorily and kind of not satisfactorily. Still not sure exactly how I feel about the ending, but I can see why the author Ian Colford did not want to write more after the way it ended. I can see that may have been maybe a challenge to write more after the way it ended. I am intrigued to read the book or books. Can't remember. It's probably books. Fantasy books always come in series, it seems. But excited to read more about the twins and see what kind of mischief they can get themselves into. And also to maybe see different parts of the fairy world. I'm assuming. I don't know this for sure, but maybe we'll encounter different parts of the fairy world, since who knows, the twins may encounter different parts of the fairy world. So, Artemis Fowl. Check it out if you haven't. Or not. I'm not here to tell you what to do. But I am here to say, please tune in again on Tuesday when I will be interviewing author Sadie Scarlett about her new book, also science fiction thriller, which is a fun combination, that is called Clouds and Earth. So join me on Tuesday when I will be talking to her. She is in Dubai, so I get to add another location to the places I have spoken to authors in. That was a very grammatically incorrect statement. I apologize. But I'm excited to speak to Sadie about her book. So join me on Tuesday. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend. If it's spring finally where you are, enjoy the sunshine. But regardless, find some time this weekend to get out there and get lost in a good book. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.